All righty. Happy Tuesday, April 30th. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 11 through 28. But I'm going to take it apart a little bit. So verse 11, now if perfection came through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it, the people received the law. What further need was there for another priest to appear, said to be according to the order of Melchizedek, and not according to the order of Aaron? For when there is a change of the priesthood, there must be a change of the law as well. For the one these things are spoken about belong to a different tribe, no one from it has served at the altar. Now it's evident that our Lord came from Judah. And Moses said nothing about that tribe concerning priests. And this becomes clearer if another priest like Melchizedek appears, who did not become a priest based on a legal regulation about physical descent, but based on the power of an indestructible life. For it has been testified, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So the previous command is annulled because it was weak and unprofitable. For the law perfected nothing, but a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. All right, I'm going to stop right there. The text actually refers to an inferior priesthood. So we see this reference to the Levitical priesthood in verse 11. So this is the priesthood established through the family of Abraham, the tribe of Levi. God established this priesthood in and according to the law, and it had a purpose. Notice the words, the priest represented the people before God. And so in the words of this text, it said, you know, that that priesthood didn't make anything perfect. The priest represents the people before God, and the priests offer gifts and sacrifices that are meant to accomplish perfection and righteousness before the throne of God. And if a sacrifice offered by a Levitical priest accomplished that perfection that is required to approach the throne of God, then no other priest or recurring sacrifice would be needed. Yet we have another priest according to a new order following a new law or covenant. The new priest is Jesus, from the tribe of Judah, not Levi, and according to the order of Melchizedek, and not a family tradition or a legal code. The new and highest priest is priest by divine decree, appointment. He brings a perfection by a new law, because the previous law, according to the text we just read, perfected nothing. We've been made complete and whole in Jesus, our high priest. Whew. We'll see you tomorrow.